If you happen to be one of the 68 million people who get Social Security, you're in line for a big raise. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 15th day of September. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. In other news, Wall Street ended the day up, but now there are concerns about Friday. We'll tell you all about that. Have you heard about the Great Chicken Settlement? You will today. Drive-through drinks are hot and cold. We've got the Wall Street Report and the scary summer of air travel. Plus, a quick programming note. Let's get to it.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines, coming to you, interestingly enough, from Mason City, Iowa. Yeah, we're on the road today. Hey, by the way, if you want to reach us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Let's get to it, shall we? If you or somebody you know are one of the 68 million Americans that receive some kind of Social Security benefit, this year, rather than a puny raise, you could be getting an increase north of 6%. Why? USA Today is reporting that because of a COVID-induced bit of inflation, this year's annual raise will be much more than the usual 1.4% increase and may be as much as 6.1%, and that would be the largest Social Security increase since 1982. For the average retiree who got a monthly check of $1,559, this year, a 6% raise would increase that payment by $93.54 to $1,652.54 in 2022. Next month, the Social Security Administration will announce its cost of living adjustment for 2022 based on average annual increases in the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers from July through September. Two words, yeah, you've heard them before. Stay tuned. So have you ever heard of OPEX? No, not OPEC, the oil folks, but OPEX. And if you haven't, we're not surprised. It stands for something called options expiration. And this coming Friday, it's options expiration on steroids. Here's the story. Market Watch is reporting that the stock market is repeating a pattern of mid-month stumbles some analysts tie to options expiration. That dynamic could be amplified this week ahead of a quadruple witching, the simultaneous expiration on Friday of individual stock options, stock index options, stock index futures, and single stock futures. Options are financial instruments that give the holder the right but not the obligation to buy in the case of a call option or sell in the case of a put option. The underlying asset is at a set price at a certain time. Heading into Friday's quadruple witching, a convergence that occurs every quarter and is typically associated with the potential for increased volatility and high trading volume, stocks were, yes, stumbling again. The word of the day is simply volatility, but that whole witching idea, that word, it's a bit scary. Watch out for Friday. In the past 10 years, you could have bought a bunch of chicken. And if you did buy chicken in the United States between January 1st of 2019 through December 31st of 2020, you may be eligible to claim a payment in a $181 million class action lawsuit involving several poultry producers here in the U.S. Newsweek is reporting that the latest legal notice, which was approved by the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois, states settlements worth $181 million were reached in a class action antitrust lawsuit. The defendants involved in the settlements deny all allegations of wrongdoing. So what's all this about? Well, it's that chicken producers, and there are plenty of them, conspired to restrict the supply of and fix, raise, and stabilize the price of chicken as of January 1st, 2019. All of that in violation of federal and state consumer and antitrust laws. According to the legal notice, those who indirectly bought fresh or frozen raw chicken from the companies involved in the settlement for personal consumption are eligible to get this file a claim. The applicable chicken products include whole birds, with or without giblets, by the way, whole cut-up birds purchased within a package or white meat parts, including breasts and wings or cuts containing a combination of these. Now, products for which consumers cannot make a claim include any chicken marketed as halal, kosher, or free-range or organic. So how are you going to find out more about the chicken settlement? Ready? You have to go to www.overchargedforchicken.com. That's www.overchargedforchicken.com. And no, we are not making this up. Well, here's a hot and cold IPO for you. MarketWatch is reporting that shares of Dutch Brothers, a Grants Pass, Oregon-based purveyor of coffee and other hot and cold drinks, soared by 60% soon after they began trading in their first session as a public company. The stock, which is trading on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker BROS, or Bros, opened 41% above the $23 IPO issue price, which was itself above the proposed price range of 18 to 20 bucks. The company sold 21 million shares in the IPO to raise $484 million at a valuation of about $3.7 billion. Not bad. Founded back in 1992 by brothers and third-generation farmers Travis and Dane Borsma, Dutch Brothers launched after the Borsmas determined that the prospects for dairy farming were pretty low. Eventually, they bought a push cart, then a drive-through location, and now there are 471 drive-through coffee locations in 11 states, including Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and California. The company entered Texas and Oklahoma during the first half of this year. Now, together, the company and its franchisees employ 16,500 workers, including broistas, you heard that right, who run to cars before they arrive at the drive-thru. And those baristas are armed with tablets to take orders, answer questions, chat with regular customers, offer pet treats, and even a free drink for those who could use it. Dutch Brothers, coming under the stock symbol Bros. See what you learn here? Speaking of stocks, Wall Street turned it around today, and the markets shot up. The Dow rose by 236 points to end the trade at 34,814, while the NASDAQ gained 123 points to close at 15,161, and the S&P 500 picked up 37 points to finish at 4480. Investors kicked their concerns about the future of the economy to the curb, and now some economists are saying that the S&P 500 will reach 4,700 by the end of this year and top 5,000 next year. Some positive economic data helped. The New York Fed's Empire Index, which is a measure of manufacturing in the region, came in at 34.3 for September, and that was way ahead of the projected estimate of 18. Energy stocks also fueled the day, as investors today were betting on a large economic recovery that would require, yes, more energy. Financial stocks for Citigroup and Morgan Stanley also helped in the rally. And finally, next to finally anyway, there is this. The Wall Street Journal is calling this the savage summer for flying. I mean, let's face it, the airlines bit off more than they could chew this summer. If you flew at all, you know what I mean. Scores of flights got delayed or canceled over staffing shortages, computer problems, and more, because many airlines tried to operate nearly full schedules but didn't necessarily have the time to prepare. In turn, flyers dealt with crabby flight crews, unruly passengers, and ridiculously long waits for customer service in what the Wall Street Journal is dubbing the summer of savage travel. Now, the question is, will all of this get better, or will autumn turn into the frightening fall? All right, that's a wrap for today, but a quick programming note. I'm out of the studio tomorrow, so in for the news is our production coordinator, Chap Ramsey. Now, no audio, other than an interview we did last week. I'll be back on Friday, a couple of days before I head out to the Okoboji Writers Retreat. That conversation with Julie Gamick from several weeks ago is also in the newscast today. Thanks for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.